My mama used to say not to worry, 'cause it's just like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but to tell you the truth.
Hey mamas, you're listening to the Whole Mama Podcast with Jenna Gibbons. We'll talk all things motherhood and how to build a solid foundation for our children. Our goal is to empower and educate and provide the tools to embrace motherhood and raise compassionate and confident lifelong learners. We believe that as mamas, we need to give ourselves some grace, and our children deserve the best education. I'm your host, Jenna Gibbons, recording right from my barn outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So throw something comfy on and grab a mug of your favorite drink, and let's get started. We have so much to talk about. Thanks for joining me today. For joining me today. We are just shy of a few days of Valentine's Day. It is a cold and cloudy day here in Nashville. So thank you for joining me. It is almost Valentine's Day. Are you ready? What are you doing with your kids? How do you encourage them during this crazy time of a pandemic and share the love and spread the love? And so yeah, today I'm going to share some of those with you, some ideas to do with your kiddos. It's quick and easy. And then you can enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night. So thank you for joining me for episode number 28, Spread the Love, with four easy Valentine's Day activities for your kiddos. Today, it is afternoon. My little one's been running around. I'm having some coffee and, of course, hydrating. And I hope you're staying warm during this chilly time of the year. So I think it was really interesting to talk about Valentine's Day this year, because we know we always talk about lovebirds, like what you're going to do with your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife. And I think this year is different the way that I've looked at it. And I had been listening to a Christian radio station here in Nashville, and they were just talking about something that really hit home. So I wanted to share that before we talk about these activities. And I think it's that, you know, this Valentine's Day gives us the opportunity to spread love, to spread very needed love in so many ways. So not necessarily just for your significant other, but, you know, for even, you know, those people who are a little further out in your life, some strangers who may be alone during this time that you can do something for, or even just your children who are going through a crazy time right now. You know, they're isolated, they're trying to get their schoolwork done, they're trying to enjoy their childhood. And I think that if we're able to take this moment to really show our love for them, I think it's a perfect time. And it's just so needed right now. So I hope that these activities are fun and quick and easy and meaningful for you all. So one of those things that actually I saw on social media and we did with our boys, I am a couple days behind to be honest, but I'm hoping to catch up, is that you find a spot in your house, and ours is right by the front, the like garage door. So as we're coming and going, they're always seeing this. And my little one's a little too young to quite understand, but my five-year-old was like, "What is this?" And what it is you share all the things you love about your children, and you do that for, you know, whether it's 14 days leading up to Valentine's Day or you do the whole month of February. And, you know, each day you make a heart and write something that you love about them. And if you think about it, you know, by the end of the month or even by Valentine's Day, look at what they're seeing. Look at all the ways that they can see that you love them. And I just absolutely love such an easy activity to really show our children that even through this crazy time, these busy days, that they are loved, you know, fully in all different ways, all the different things that maybe you don't always say why you love them. So I think that's such a great activity. So I really encourage you to do that, even if you start this week. And like I said, we've done it with our boys. We're a little bit behind, but my son noticed it right away, which I think is very powerful. The second thing is what we do this year. Sometimes we buy the Valentines, you know, if it's quick and easy, we buy the ones that my son can share at school with his friends. But what we started doing last year is we started making homemade ones. We gathered all of these different things, stickers and, scrapbook paper, cardstock, markers, glitter pens, anything. And we made homemade Valentines. And I absolutely loved it. We made it for grandparents last year. And this year we're doing it for my son's friends. I think that it just really, you can even mail them to people who you might not see all the time because you can't see them. But really shows genuine love for someone because it's made from the heart. And like I said, you grab whatever you have in your house, construction paper, and just let them go and put some music on and just do something that's, instead of just going to the store and buying something, actually sitting down and making something for someone else. And the third thing is just some fun snack ideas. So we're going to talk in a minute about some indoor things to do at home because we can't go really to a lot of places this year to celebrate Valentine's Day. But, one of the fun things you could do would be like an indoor picnic with your kids or with your honey. but if you're doing it with your children, you could have an indoor picnic, order takeout or make a yummy meal together or something easy, just order pizza. And then maybe do fondue, like chocolate, dip all different kinds of things in there. Who doesn't love chocolate, right? And just kind of share that together. Oh, I saw a really cool thing on Pinterest that was it's called a Cupid's arrow. And you take, it's like a kebab, but it's a heart-shaped pancake kebab. And then you put fruit and it looks like Cupid's arrow. It's so cute. I will send the link to you. Put the link on my show notes here so that you can check it out. But what a fun, cute way to just celebrate, this holiday. We, during the Super Bowl, actually made these sugar cookies and put a frosting, a marshmallow cream cheese frosting, but you really could do any frosting that your children love. And instead of putting sprinkles, which you can, of course, our kids decorated them with fruit. It was like a little mini fruit pizza. They were delicious. And you could always make them in the shape of a heart, make them together, and enjoy them for dessert. Of course, brownies. I bought a box of brownie mix because I feel like you could make a quick box of brownies, cut them in different heart shapes, and you're done. Like, who doesn't love brownie mix? of course, any kind of trail mix for any holiday. I feel like I can throw popcorn and, colored M&Ms and pretzels, and my kids and my husband are good to go. They're super happy. So those are just some fun things you can do for an indoor picnic with your kids or just to have, for the weekend leading up to the holiday. So lastly, it's just some fun things to do at home, right? So, of course, going out to eat and having a fancy meal is wonderful for Valentine's Day. But what if you did that at home? Like, what if either your kids, work together and make you and your spouse, a fancy meal, or you make something fancy for your children and just kind of have fun with it. Make something that you wouldn't normally make and dress up and, still make the day special, but just do it at home. You could also do a dance party because why not? Or if you have, time, if your daughters love to pamper themselves, maybe do like a spa night where you treat yourselves, or of course a movie night where you could always watch, some fun love stories. Even the classics, I think, is really important because our children don't tend to see those anymore. So maybe pull out some of those classic movies. I just think it's a time to really, again, give the reason to just be and to be present with your kids and enjoy, each other and showing each other that you just love them fully and are there for them no matter what. So, whatever you do this year, whether it's for your honey or your kids or your parents or friends or even strangers, give maybe just a little bit more than you have before on Valentine's Day. Give a little bit more. Share that love as much as you can because many are lonely and stressed and overwhelmed. And those small, special gifts of love can truly make an impact on others. Whether it's Valentine's Day or any time during the year, I think just the power of sharing your love right now especially during this week of Valentine's Day, is very special. So I hope some of those kind of spark something for you this week with your children to celebrate Valentine's Day. And don't forget to stay tuned for Thursday for Mama's Minute. I have my dear friend Kelly Coughlin on talking about being healthy and happy as a mama. And also don't forget, we have a new Facebook group called The Whole Mamas that I would love for you to join. And we empower, laugh, and just enjoy and thrive in motherhood. So thank you so much for joining me today. Take care. Hey Mama, thank you for joining me at the barn today for the Whole Mama podcast. I hope you've laughed, reflected, and learned something valuable to take home to your family. I'll meet you right back here next week. And in the meantime, focus on these important things. Take care of yourself, read daily with your children, and find times throughout the day to truly be present with your family. This time is precious, so we must embrace those moments and be intentional about it. Lastly, remember to find those things that bring you joy daily. That cup of coffee, those comfy leggings, that song or that scripture, or even that glass of wine. Whatever it is, make sure you find that daily joy for yourself. You deserve it, Mama. If you enjoy this show, please consider supporting it and click the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes. For more content, community, and connection, please subscribe to receive a monthly Whole Mama newsletter at my blog at IamTheWholeMama.com and follow me on social media. Thank you again for joining me today, and I'll meet you right back here for our next episode at The Whole Mama.